Rotavirus is still a significant contributing morbidity and mortality in pediatric patients. This study aims to look at clinical signs and symptoms and laboratory findings that can predict rotavirus gastroenteritis compared to non-rotavirus gastroenteritis in children. So this was a cross-sectional study with medical records obtained from December 2015 all the way to December 2019. The inclusion criteria for this study include all hospitalized pediatric patients from the age of 0 up to 18 years old diagnosed with suspected rotavirus diarrhea. The receiving operating curve and Hosmer Lampshow test will be used to assess the final prediction findings calibration, or otherwise also known as goodness of fit, and discrimination performance. So our study found and included 267 participants with 187 rotavirus diarrhea cases, or up to 70%. The patients were primarily male in both rotavirus and non-rotavirus groups, with 65.2% and 62.5% respectively. The median age is 1.3 years old, with a range of up to 0.08 all the way to 17.67 years old. Multivariate analysis showed that wet season, length of stay of more than 3 days, presence of abdominal pain, severe dehydration, abnormal white blood cell counts, abnormal random blood glucose, and presence of fecal leukocytes are predictors of rotavirus diarrhea. The area under the curve for this model is 0.819, with a p-value of less than 0.001, which shows that this model has good discrimination. In conclusion, wet season, length of stay of more than or equal to 3 days, presence of abdominal pain, severe dehydration, abnormal white blood cell counts, abnormal random blood glucose, and presence of fecal leukocytes predict rotavirus diarrhea.